Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A week that begins after a weekend of entertainment news. The Oscars, not a surprise in terms of the movie that won. Everybody expected that Everything, Everywhere, All at Once would win all at once. But there was another film, and a film with a fascinating historical background called All Quiet on the Western Front, that actually did remarkably well and won some 4 significant Oscars. There was also a political theme, of course, but not at all the political theme that anybody expected. We will get to that because it is a fascinating and it's a big event. They don't have the full ratings yet, but everyone is expecting the ratings will be much better than the last couple of times. Partially because these are movies people actually saw. The movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once was an independent film, and it's an offbeat film, but it still did more than $100 million, which is about 10 times the amount of total gross, even after the Oscars, of last year's Oscar-winning film, which was Coda, if you remember Coda, which is also a good film, but... this year, yes, I believe that Everything, Everywhere, All at Once was overrated, but there you have it. The Oscar ceremony itself, it had one surprise, one big surprise, and I've got to tell you, I assume that Donald Trump is furious about it. We will get more on that because there was a furious statement on social, on Truth Media, on Truth Social, President Trump's social media service. And he's very angry right now. But then again, does that catch the national mood? There's also anger from the LA Times about white and affluent people driving their cars and polluting the air that is breathed by LA's people of color. How does that work? And how about the U.S. government stepping in to try to save Silicon Valley Bank and protect the savings that are there? We'll try to make some sense of that particular economic story as well. But in the world of entertainment, there was also a gridiron dinner last night. And it was a gridiron dinner, not the... In New Hampshire or Iowa or a scene of a primary, but it was very much part of a primary for Mike Pence. And he tried his hand a little bit at entertaining and also creating some distance between himself and President Trump, particularly regarding January 6th. Do you believe that January 6th should be a legitimate issue in the election? On either side, for either side, I actually think it would be incredibly healthy for the country if, as a Congresswoman Nancy Mace, conservative Republican of South Carolina, has suggested, as Dan Crenshaw has suggested, conservative Republican from Texas, if we moved on from January 6th and didn't try for this ridiculous attempt to recharacterize what actually happened there, where people went to the hospital and there are thousands, literally, of hours of video that are available to people showing people engaged in violence. In any event, here is the story regarding Mike Pence and the gridiron dinner. The Wall Street Journal says that former Vice President Mike Pence moved closer Saturday night to a presidential run, and he criticized Donald Trump over the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot, while making fun of a range of targets, including himself, at a Washington soiree. Now, I wish we had the audio of Mike Pence's speech, because it sounds pretty amusing, but they haven't released that. And apparently they insisted that people not use their own personal devices to record it. I mean, maybe Mike Pence is still a little bit shy about getting a public exposure to his attempts at stand-up comedy. And here is what he said, among other things. He said, "I was in the news last week when I declined to say whether I would support one of the other possible Republican candidates in 2024. Let me clear that up tonight," said Vice President Pence at the Gridiron Dinner. This in Washington, according to prepared remarks. He says, "I will wholeheartedly, unreservedly support the Republican nominee for president in 2024 if it's me." Ba-dum-bum. It got a gracious response from the crowd. "I was not afraid," he has talked about the January 6th goings-on. And he says, "I was not afraid, but I was angry." He said on Saturday night, "President Trump was wrong. His reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol, and I believe history will hold Donald Trump accountable for January 6th. A Trump spokesman was unavailable for comments, as the Wall Street Journal. Mike Pence also tapped his teetotaler persona to drive the comedic address to an insider group in Washington. He said, "I'm really not as uptight as many people think," he said. "There's this idea that I'm some kind of religious nut. I'm really not. Just ask my sons, Jedediah, Obadiah, and Zechariah." Ba-dum-bump. He doesn't have sons with any of those names. He says, "It's true that I am a man of deep faith. In fact, my preferred pronouns are thou and thine." Nodding to numerous investigations facing the former president, he joked, "Honestly, I learned a lot working beside Donald Trump, like about subpoenas, for example." Mr. Pence spoke just after he was roasted by the Gridiron, whose members performed a skit that featured the song "On My Own," mocking a potentially lonely presidential bid. He seems determined to join the race and took a few digs at rivals Saturday night, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the current top alternative to Mr. Trump among GOP primary voters. Here's what Trump said about DeSantis. He said, "And then there's Ron DeSantis, who has those everyman populist qualities that are so relatable," Mr. Pence said, "like degrees from Harvard and Yale." Well, it's true. He can make it more relatable by explaining that he was the captain and first baseman for the Yale baseball team, and he hit over 300 in his senior year. So, okay, he did that. Mr. Pence also took aim at a fellow Indianian, Biden administration transportation secretary Pete Buttigieg. He joked that Mr. Buttigieg, who is openly gay, took maternity leave, and then the rest of the country got postpartum depression as a series of problems befell airlines and the air traffic control system. It sounds like it was good-natured. He was well-received, but did this advance his campaign? And what is it that President Trump is so very angry about this morning? You know, it's one of those things. You expect President Trump to express his anger fairly directly, and he did. But he seems to be angry about stuff that occurred quite a while ago and that he sees recurring. And we will read that angry statement from President Trump, and also a Trump-loving pastor, as he is described in the Raw story, claims that Biden doesn't really exist. There are body doubles who are being used to stand in for Joe Biden, and God told him so. There's that and much more coming up, including the inside story on the Oscars, coming up on The Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show. For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump, as I mentioned before, has not given a formal reaction to what Mike Pence had to say at the Gridiron Club on Saturday night, where he was politely received, not enthusiastically. But what happened with Mike Pence, he said some things that seem to be deeply serious. For instance, he said that concerning January 6th, he said what happened that day was a disgrace. Okay, that's pretty clear cut. this is not somebody who thinks or it goes along with the idea that it was just sightseeing or it was a bunch of tourists who were frustrated. No, it was a disgrace. And he said this, and I think this is important, and it's important for a Republican candidate to acknowledge this. And it's one of the many reasons that I think there will be a division between President Trump and some of his rivals, maybe not all of them. But Pence told the Gridiron audience what happened that day was a disgrace, and it mocks decency to portray it in any other way. For as long as I live, I will never, ever diminish the injuries sustained, the lives lost, or the heroism of law enforcement on that tragic day. That's fairly clear. President Trump, his reaction to all of this and to the ongoing investigation, which is going to reach the grand jury stage, that people are speculating about whether Trump will actually testify before the grand jury or not. In a post on his Truth Social platform, the former president, they're reporting at The Hill, delivered a furious tirade about his current legal problems, which include investigations into illegal hush money payments made to an adult film star, his apparent refusal to return top-secret government documents even after receiving a lawful subpoena for them, his request for Georgia's Secretary of State to find 12,000 votes. And it wasn't 12,000. He only needed, and he was very specific, I think it was 11,890. It was close to 12,000. His request for Georgia's Secretary of State to find 12,000 votes and his responsibility for inciting a deadly riot at the United States Capitol building. Here is the actual response from the former president who wants to be our next president. These four radical left investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, and me is in capital M, capital E, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. No different than the Russia, 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 Russia hoax, the Ukraine impeachment scam, the spying on my campaign, the no collusion Mueller report, etc. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid, this is all in capitals, by the way, the unselect committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call. I thought it was the Ukraine phone call that was perfect. I know they both were perfect. Always perfect. Or, and he has this, the Stormy Horseface Daniels sick extortion plot. He spells Daniels wrong. That's to sort of prove that he doesn't really know her. But he knows her enough to give her that similar, that intimate and endearing nickname, Horseface. Or the Stormy Horseface Daniels sick extortion plot. All sick fake news! Exclamation point. So tell us how you really feel. He also released this video. In the new video, and this goes beyond the mixtape that was released of him reciting the Pledge of Allegiance while prisoners who have either pleaded guilty or been convicted of violent crimes on January 6th, they're singing the Star Spangled Banner, and he's reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. In the new video, Trump says being president requires great mental acuity and physical stamina and strength. Therefore, he is calling on all candidates to take a test. I took the test 2 years ago, and I aced it. I'd love to take it again because I think I'd do even better. What were the words in that test? I'm sure he remembers, but of course, the test was not one that mentions that goes into physical stamina or really mental acuity. It basically is a test to see if you have the onset of dementia or some kind of, oh, great, this is the new video? I can't wait to hear it. So I'll hear it first, as along with you. This is the new video released by the former president. Listen.
In my mind, anybody running for the office of President of the United States should agree to take a full and complete mental competency test simultaneously or before with the announcement that he or she is running, and likewise, but to a somewhat lesser extent, agree to a test which would prove that you are physically capable of doing the job as president. Being an outstanding president requires great mental acuity and physical stamina and strength. If you don't have these qualities or traits, it is likely that you will not succeed and you will disappoint the entire world, let alone our own country. We need to make America great again. Take a competency test. Let's see whether or not these people that are running for office are competent. I took the test 2 years ago, and I aced it. And I'd love to take it again because I think I'd even do better.
Because he's been studying how to remember words in a row. Again, what's sad about this is somewhat similar to a point that Nikki Haley made in her campaign. She thought that candidates or office holders over 75 ought to also take mental competency tests. And then what? And in other words, if you have a senator like, say, Dianne Feinstein, who's out of commission right now, she's in the hospital, she's 89 years old. If she fails a mental competency test, then what? We've had some very, very elderly senators, and are you going to have the Senate expel her, impeach her because she really shouldn't have been reelected for her last term because at the time of her last reelection, she was, what, 85? I mean, all of this, I'm not sure that's the best way to select presidents. Oh, they have initial numbers for last night's Oscars. Did they do better than in other recent year productions? Worse? What? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I am so much better at what he's doing than he is.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Reassurance from President Biden this morning after the government took over two banks.
Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe.
The president says all depositors at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will have access to their money. The president's in San Diego hosting the prime ministers of Australia and Great Britain. Big topic at that meeting, security in the Pacific, especially regarding China. New York's governor is telling people to prepare today, then hunker down tomorrow as a big nor'easter slams the northeast. Meanwhile, yet another atmospheric river is set to hit California tomorrow. The bridge connecting El Paso, Texas with Juarez, Mexico is open again. It was closed yesterday after more than 1,000 people rushed it from the Mexican side. Many had heard a rumor they would be allowed to cross into the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, showbiz.com is reporting that initial numbers for last night's Oscars were close to 16 million. That's up substantially from last year, and it's the biggest numbers of all awards shows this season, which has been the traditional position of the Oscars. The Academy Awards brought in 2.5 times the number of the Golden Globes from back in January. The show was so well produced and moving and funny that there will surely be a lot of delayed viewing because the finals come in tomorrow, the final numbers. Jimmy Kimmel should definitely return next year. He got high marks from everyone the reporters spoke to. During the show and afterwards at this sensational governor's ball, where the actual governors, the boards of directors, were ecstatic with how things had gone. A lot of people said it was an almost a retrograde Oscars. It was back to the old days. And regain some of the feeling of a joy about something that people should celebrate. If you've been so successful that you're able to stand up there and to get an Oscar or to even be part of that community or even to go to a celebration like that, there's every reason to be at least in a good and positive mood. And I mentioned part of what I think, if President Trump had any knowledge of the Oscars, he would have been very, very angry and disappointed. You know why? They didn't mention his name. Not once. Not once. And they actually, toward the very beginning, they mentioned Joe Biden's name, and not in a flattering way, not in a reverential way. In fact, here was Jimmy Kimmel, the Oscar host, who joked about Steven Spielberg teaming up with Seth Rogen for his movie The Fabelmans. And because they're two kind of different personalities, Steven Spielberg and Seth Rogen. Well, here's what Jimmy Kimmel had to say, clip two.
This is my favorite duo of the year, Steven Spielberg and Seth Rogen. What a pair. The Joe and Hunter Biden of Hollywood. Seth, what are you on right now? Be honest. Nothing? Mushrooms, right? Did you give one to Steven? Give him one. Let's see what happens. Maybe he'll make something crazy.
Okay, that would have been my only critique, really, of Seth Rogen, is there were a little bit too many jokes about drugs. And I know, it's just an award show. But drugs really aren't an embarrassing matter. And then they had a very long sequence. It was actually quite funny with Cocaine Bear, which was a gigantic guy in a gigantic bear suit together with Elizabeth Banks, who directed the movie Cocaine Bear, which is a true story about a bear in the woods who became addicted to cocaine and did all kinds of weird things. Again, yes, fine, makes a funny movie, but in terms of a show where there are a number of little kids who will be seeing it, and they would be thrilled with the advance notice of the new Little Mermaid, which is coming out, which was played on Oscars. The idea of the Cocaine Bear playing such a prominent role is also a little bit queasy. But the truth of the matter is, last year, the Oscars slumped to about 10 million people. Actually, it was the year before that. It was 1921 when the Oscars slumped to 10 million people, and they went up a little bit last year. The one that was such a disaster was the one in the train station, where nothing ran on time, and it was almost entertainment and joy free. This was a much more positive occasion. And again, Jimmy Kimmel got basically strong endorsements from just about anyone. And the only comment that he made that could be interpreted as a comment from a left-wing perspective, he had that mention about Joe and Hunter Biden, which is not right or left. It's just basically bringing up a tender subject. He also made a joke about the late Robert Blake right before they went into the in memoriam section, because Robert Blake was accused, and it's a very complicated case, and no, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but he was accused of killing his wife. So they said, are we going to have a Robert Blake featured in the in memoriam section? And that was right before you had Lenny Kravitz actually playing on the piano a mournful thing about missing all our friends, and it's supposed to be an emotional, and it was inappropriate. And again, it just wasn't funny. But this was kind of funny. Then they were announcing Best Editing, and Best Editing, which was ultimately won by Everything Everywhere All at Once. But here was the way that Jimmy Kimmel commented on the entire process of editing film. Listen, number six.
Anyone who's ever received a text message from their father knows how important editing is. Editors do amazing things. Editors can turn 44,000 hours of violent insurrection footage into a respectful sightseeing tour of the Capitol.
Their work is underappreciated, as he said. And then he went on, and I guess this is low-hanging fruit, but you had to know, I mean, given this is Hollywood, and basically it's the land of make-believe, it's Tinseltown. So there was one bit of low-hanging fruit that Jimmy Kimmel, the host for the Oscar ceremony, simply couldn't ignore. This is clip three.
This is interesting. The last directing team to win an Oscar was Congressman George Santos.
he's talking about the multiple personalities that Anthony Devander and George Santos have all put forward. The idea that the show got an improvement in ratings, it's largely because the two biggest money-making movies of the year, which were spectacularly successful, both of them, and both nominated for some Oscars, including Best Picture, were Avatar, The Way of Water, the eagerly awaited, long-awaited Avatar sequel, and Top Gun, Maverick, which, and each of them, Avatar won for special effects and Maverick won for best sounds. And they actually began the show for people who saw the beginning, and it was fairly clever because they had superimposed Jimmy Kimmel in a cockpit flying a low jet over Hollywood and then parachuting onto the stage and editing it together with as if you were flying together with Tom Cruise. Oh, very good. Speaking of George Santos, we haven't caught up with the very latest on this peripatetic congressman. There's always something with him. This one is a bigger deal than most, and it actually also has a very strong Seattle connection. So, just rooting for the home team here, we will get to that and to much more. What's happening with the end of the world financially? Are we headed toward catastrophe and default and all sorts of other disasters? That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you!
The Michael MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show some of the Indiana Jones music, the music from the original Raiders of the Lost Ark, which was used again in other Indiana Jones films, and I think it'll be used in the new one that's coming out. Harrison Ford last night at the Oscars gave the climactic, the ultimate award, and he handled his chores flawlessly, naming everything, everywhere, and all at once, and he did everything. It reached everywhere and all at once. The widely predicted film, which I believe is the most overrated film of the year, walked away with the Best Picture. Okay, that happened. And again, when you think about recent Oscars and the slap last year, where one of the reasons that you didn't see Will Smith last night is because he's banned from even showing his face at an Oscars ceremony for 10 years. No, really, it's a serious matter. And Chris Rock has only just begun talking about the slap and what the slap meant. And but part of what was strange was missing Will Smith last night, because basically what they do is for the supporting actor categories, they have the supporting actress winner from last year on West Side Story, it was Ariana DuBose, and the supporting actor winner from Coda, and they gave the awards. And so I expected fully to see the winners from last year for Best Actor and Best Actress giving, and usually they have the Best Actress presents the Best Actor Award and the Best Actor presents the Best Actress Award. And they basically put somebody else. Halle Berry came in because she had won the Best Actress Award in the past, and she came in together with Jessica Chastain, who had won for the Tammy Faye Baker movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, last year. Very depressing movie, by the way. Very depressing, depressing kind of life. But in any event, there was no Will Smith. And I was wondering, wait, he won last year for King Richard. Great performance. Yeah, but he's banned for 10 years. Anyway, somebody else who ought to be banned for 10 years is somebody who was acknowledged, at least, as the rogue that he is in the Academy Awards ceremony last night, and somebody who deserves his very own theme music. We're talking George Santos, of course. Listen.
I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the great defender.
I'm Jew-ish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And I do it well.
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona.
Mother,
call me a liar. No, it's not false at all.
Okay, the latest from George Santos involves more than just pretending. It involves very serious crimes. Listen to this latest from ABC News.
Congressman George Santos battling even more allegations. This time, a credit card fraud operation that landed a former roommate in federal prison and later deported to his home country. In a sworn statement to the FBI, Justice Department, and Secret Service, that roommate, Gustavo Ribeiro Trelha, says that Santos trained him on how to skim credit cards, installing devices on ATMs to capture a cardholder's PIN and use that data to steal from victims' accounts. The statement obtained by Politico says Santos provided the equipment, and they then split the profits 50-50. Trelha was arrested in 2017 in Seattle, telling Politico he never implicated Santos because he feared the now House Republican would retaliate against his friends who were undocumented.
Okay, there's much more, and Santos apparently flew out to Seattle after his friend was arrested here. And his one-time friend and associate described Santos as the mastermind of this scheme. Now, it's kind of tough to think of George Santos as a mastermind of anything, isn't it? I mean, you don't immediately think of this deep-dyed loser as a mastermind of anything at all, but there it is. The thing that I was realizing last night, as I was talking about this with some friends, is, if this is true, that he had all this equipment in an apartment that they shared, if he was deeply involved with sending people out to different places in the country to copy different credit cards, to basically what they were doing was setting up a cameras at an ATM machine and then getting an image of the credit cards that were being used and then reproducing those credit cards. And according to the claim against him, he has sworn testimony, Santos had in their apartment some machinery for duplicating these phony credit cards. This would answer a gigantic question, which is still the biggest question about George Santos, which nobody has attempted to answer, which is, he contributed $700,000 to his own campaign. Now, this is a guy who was evicted from places because he couldn't pay the rent. He had back bills. He was basically cheating people out of dogs that he was supposed to be purchasing to rescue them, and that was not true. And all these cheesy penny ante schemes. So where did he get $700,000? To give to his campaign? And maybe this is where. Because people who are stealing from credit cards can make money. This is from The Guardian. Asked for his Oscar predictions, the Republican congressman and fabulist George Santos said he liked actors who were genuine. "I have my favorite actors," said The New Yorker, who has been shown to have made up most of his resume and whose behavior before and after entering politics is the subject of multiple investigations. "And then I have the actors I think are charismatic. J-Lo, The Rock, Melissa McCarthy. They're genuine." None of them were, however, nominated for the Academy Awards set to be handed out in Hollywood on Sunday night. Though Melissa McCarthy made an appearance, she's going to be featured in this new Little Mermaid version. I think she plays Ursula the Sea Witch. And The Rock, of course, was there. And The Rock continues tantalizing people with rumors of some kind of political campaign. We shall see. Headline in the Wall Street Journal, Biden's budget sets table for coming campaign fights. And then they talk about someone in the Journal who is making the GOP nervous. Why? because it's a very charismatic candidate who could cost them a Senate seat. Where? In Arizona. So who is that candidate? We will get to that. We will also get to the claim that how white and affluent drivers are polluting the air breathed by L.A.'s people of color. This is a long article in the L.A. Times. And it, by the way, gives you another indication of why people support reparations. It basically has all kinds of attacks on white privilege and white guilt. Speaking of which, at Stanford, certainly an elite institution, there was an attack to boo a Republican judge off stage who was speaking at the law school there. You'll hear some of what that sounded like, and we'll talk about what it means and the apology that has been forthcoming. And there's also a bulletin from the New York Post. Russia loses 1,090 soldiers in reported deadliest single day of war. And when you think about the fact that the war has lasted a year already and is ongoing, it is stunning. And then another headline, Trump-loving pastor claims Biden replaced with a body double. Biden apparently is not even real. He is now an illusion. And a vote that maybe should be encouraging about actually trying to save pension programs by raising the retirement age. That and much more, all on the agenda in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.